From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Mid-Hudson News reported that the Hunter-Tannersville Central School District failed the state comptroller's IT audit. The audit by the state comptroller's office reported officials at the Mountaintop School did not adequately manage or monitor non-student network user accounts or develop a written information technology contingency plan. The audit looked at records between July 1, 2020 and July 27, 2021 and found officials did not disable 31 unneeded network user accounts of the 225 enabled non-student accounts. Some of those accounts were with former employees and substitute teachers that were never employed by the district. Hunter-Tannersville school officials also did not have a written IT contingency plan or store backup data off-site. District officials said they agreed with the audit recommendations and are implementing corrective actions. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that the New York Attorney General's office and the Department of Environmental Conservation asked the state Supreme Court on November 11th to stop operations at the Norlite plant in Cohoes. Last month, the Attorney General and the DEC filed a lawsuit against Norlite to force the company to curb emitting harmful substances into the air with hazardous waste burning. Attorney General Letitia James said in a statement, and I quote, "Air pollution from the Norlite plant has made it impossible for community members to open a window or walk outside without fearing for their health and safety. Last month, Commissioner Sagos and I filed a lawsuit to protect Cohoes residents and force an end to Norlite's long history of environmental violations. Today, we are taking action to stop Norlite from continuing to endanger the neighboring community, and we remain committed to restoring safe, clean air for all New Yorkers," end quote. The AG and the DEC asked the court to order Norlite to monitor the levels of crystalline silica, a particulate matter the facility releases into the air, and report the results to the public. The DEC warns that Norlite is, and I quote, "emitting contaminants at levels that increase the risk to the health and well-being of the surrounding community," end quote. Residents near the Albany County plant complain of many health issues related to air toxins, including upper respiratory issues, sinus problems, high blood pressure, headaches, eye irritation, sore throats, chest pains, asthma, COPD, and cancer, according to the Attorney General's office. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Noah Zweifel reports for the Altamont Enterprise that the Albany County Sheriff's Office approves of a trail network for all-terrain vehicles administered by the Hilltown Riders. The town of Bern will hold a public hearing on the proposal next year. The Hilltown Riders are a private club for all-terrain vehicle riders that leases land from Camp Pinnacle in New Scotland for riding. Commander Tom Prasner of the Sheriff's Office said, and I quote, "I just want to make sure that everyone out there is having fun, they're registered, hopefully insured, and they wear their helmet," end quote. Prasner also said officers would carry out more patrols in the town if the ATV trail was approved. The public hearing on the issue will likely be held in January. And you can read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.